Tom Karkel in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, going to be lots of sunshine today. We will have a high close to 70 degrees. Kenosha right now, it's mostly sunny and 54. Sun is out in Burlington, 52 degrees. Milwaukee, sunny and 54. And Racine, we are sunny with 55. It's a proposed budget deal that was announced by Republican lawmakers that would reduce Governor Walker's proposed $1.3 billion in bonding on road construction by about $500,000. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says it would result in some delays for projects around the state, including the Zoo Interchange project in Milwaukee.
It's going to be $500 million in transportation-level bonding, an additional $350 million in bonding that'll be in the joint finance appropriation. So they will have the opportunity to review the projects as the DOT submits those.
Public funding for the Bucks Arena and repeal of the prevailing wage law, that would be dropped from the budget under a deal. It would be considered separately, though. Joint finance expected to meet today, start wrapping up work on the budget. Democrats moving quickly to, of course, criticize the potential budget deal announced by the Republicans. Here is Andrew Beckett.
Part of the compromise would reduce bonding for transportation by at least $450 million, a move State Representative Chris Taylor warns would halt or slow down several road projects around the state.
What the Republicans are proposing on transportation is going to result in at least 5,500 jobs being lost.
The Madison Democrat says Republican leaders need to find more sustainable solutions for transportation funding. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
One state lawmaker from Green Bay says he's pleased to see the Bucks financing plan coming out of the state budget. Republican Senator Rob Coles arguing the $250 million in public funding ought to come from Milwaukee area residents, pointing to how the improvements were made at Lambeau Field and how that was handled.
For the Lambeau Field situation years ago, the people of the immediate area took it upon themselves to deal with it themselves. That's how I feel that the Milwaukee Bucks should do it also. It means the city of Milwaukee needs to show some leadership and take care of it. I just feel it's wrong for the state taxpayers to be paying for this.
Current proposal, of course, calling for the state to chip in about $55 million toward the arena. It's a fund that pays for Wisconsin's unemployment benefits, and it ended the previous fiscal year with a positive balance for the first time in 6 years. A report from the Legislative Audit Bureau shows the Unemployment Reserve Fund growing from negative $208 million at the end of June 2013 to $329 million for the fiscal year that ended 2014. That is the first time the fund had a positive year-end balance since the state's 2007-08 fiscal year. City of Racine, speaking of money, is going to have to spend some to get a better handle on problems with the sidewalk for the Washington Avenue Bridge over Memorial Drive, and potentially a lot more money to try and fix it. Public Works and Services Committee talked about it this week. City Engineer John Rooney explaining that the sidewalks on the bridge have been deteriorating and maintenance efforts have failed.
The sidewalks are actually structural into the deck of the bridge, and it's a repair that's way beyond the capabilities of what we have on staff here. For even on the design side, it's a structural issue. If you've been over there, these are some of the photos of it. The bridge itself, the deck is also tied in, and then you've got the little parapet here with the railing on it. This is going to wind up taking down part of this down to that structural steel.
Rooney said design work is needed to first help figure out what happens next and then how much to budget in 2016. That recommendation will go to the Common Council. That temporary strike by Milwaukee County Transit System bus drivers and mechanics is into day two now. Folks trying to get to work, to Summerfest, or wherever, well, they continue to be inconvenienced. The strike is only supposed to go until 3 o'clock Saturday morning. U.S. Department of Justice investigating the larger of the airlines into whether they might be working together to try to keep the airfares high.
The airlines say they're cooperating. The Justice Department has asked American and Southwest here in Texas to join Delta and United in handing over their passenger capacities along some routes and in some regions since 2010. The four airlines now control 80% of the nation's capacity after a series of mergers. The Justice Department tried to block a merger between American and U.S. Airways 2 years ago, but let the deal go through after the airlines made concessions. The department says it's looking at the potential for unlawful coordination among the airlines. Alan Skaya, Fort Worth.
Former Racine Unified School Board member Wally Rendon has the backing of not only the immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera, but also the Racine Education Association going into tonight's special board meeting to fill a vacancy. 15 residents of the district filing to replace Lisa Parham. She resigned, of course, due to past legal problems preventing her from holding office. Rendon, one of those 15, will be answering questions from the Board of Education. A variety of issues going to be posed. It'll be at a 6 o'clock meeting. Whoever is chosen will serve until the April election. Racine's second aldermanic district needs a new alderman and the chance to submit a letter of interest and a resume at City Hall to fill the vacancy on the Common Council. That is growing very short. Christina Saracen had to leave last month because of her husband's job relocation to North Carolina. To date, three people have applied for the job. The deadline, 4:55 this afternoon at the city clerk's office. That's on the first floor at City Hall. Racine County looking for a new veteran services officer. The announcement coming that Ollie Nelson is leaving. He's going to take the same position in Kenosha County.
Nelson will replace Daryl Green, who is retiring after being Kenosha County's veteran services officer for the past 6.5 years. Nelson will start his new position at the end of the month. Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave tells WRJN News that while a search for a new veteran services officer could be large in scope, he hopes that a local resident will be interested in the position, which must be held by a veteran. Delagrave is also looking for a new chief of staff. Lorna George, who began the position under former executive Jim Ladwig, is now working in the county's human services department. She began her new position earlier this month. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders with a highly enthusiastic audience in Madison last night, the Democratic presidential candidate barnstorming at the Alliant Energy Center.
What we are saying to the Koch brothers, Governor Walker, and all of those people is that this great country and our government belong to all of the people and not just a handful of very wealthy people.
Crowd of about 10,000 on hand. The Vermont Liberal challenging, of course, Hillary Clinton for the Democratic nomination. His appearance a day ahead of the president's trip into La Crosse. The White House promoting that as an event about the economy. Former Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold raising almost $2.25 million from April through June in his campaign to try to get his old job back. The Democrat from Middleton says he expects to have close to $2 million in the bank when he files the required federal finance report later this month. Fresh off a Supreme Court decision, there's a new poll out that says a majority of Americans want to keep Obamacare intact.
Overall, 62% approved, while 32% disapproved, according to the survey by the nonpartisan Kaiser Family Foundation. Opponents of the law had argued that a strict reading of the law allows only subsidies in states that set up their own insurance markets. The court disagreed 6-3. The poll found overwhelming approval for the decision among Democrats and strong disapproval among Republicans, but independents mirrored the national results, approving by 61% to 34%. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Remember, our local news is available throughout the day. Go to WRJN.com, click on the podcast or local news buttons to the webpage, or just put us on your smartphone. Lee Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric is the sponsor, your one-stop service pros at LeeHeating.com. Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.